We used to do irrigation. We used to do agriculture. We are the pride of Midlands. This is why we say the Midlands is now suffering. We are suffering. The people got nothing. There are no clinics. There are no dams. As I said, three dams best here. Nobody's written them. They know that these people used to survive on irrigation. What's going on, Madubego? You can't even dig one borehole. Can you dig one borehole for the people? There's nothing. No clinics. No electricity. We are only 43 kilometers out of Kweru, but the roads are pathetic and the people are suffering. No one is coming to save them. They've been marginalized for a very long time. 33 years, they've never seen what they call the independence. Nothing. We just hear that Zimbabwe is independent, but nothing for them. There's nothing, absolutely nothing for the people. They can't do any projects to help feed their families. They don't rely on handouts to give them. They don't want the people of Lower Gwero, the people of Vungu, they don't want that. They want to work for themselves.
But Mr. Sibanda, some of your critics will also accuse you that you were in the diaspora. So what new things can you bring to the people of Vungu that the sitting MP has not been able to bring in the past? You were not there when the people were suffering. So what new stuff can you bring right now?
Yes, I wasn't there when people were suffering because it was racing. One, it was to save my life. Two, I was going to educate myself. Now I'm wiser and cleverer than before. I said, why am I running away? Let me come back home. Because these people have been marginalized for 33 years and they've never received anything, any state help. If you come and say, Vungu, do you belong in Zimbabwe? People tell you that they don't think that Vungu is in Zimbabwe because there's nothing to show that the current government cares about these people. Why I'm coming back is because it is my constitutional right as a citizen of this country to come back and fight for my people, to fight for this constituency.